Well, Leia, look who decided to show up after months of a long hiatus.
Hey now, Lamont. It's not like we've been sipping margaritas on a tropical island. We've been busy.
True, but who needs to work when you got a podcast to host?
Fair point, fair point. So what's our excuse this time? Alien abduction, secret spy mission.
That would have been so cool. We could have been like the new Spy Kids, but I wish. Nah, just usual grinding adult trying to make a living, yada, yada, yada. You know how that goes.
Responsibilities. But fear not, dear listeners, we're back and ready to, I don't know, sprinkle some podcast magic on you.
Yes, that's right. Get ready for laughter, wisdom, and probably some questionable opinions.
Who knows, we may try to solve world peace by the end of this episode.
No promises there. No promises. But we'll definitely try to entertain you for the next however many minutes this is.
So get your seat belts on, folks. It's gonna be a bumpy ride. Maybe not.
I'm Lamont.
And I'm Leia.
And you're tuning into
The
the
Lamont
Lamont
and
and
Leia
Leia
podcast.
podcast. Did you want to
Nope.
redo?
We're keeping it. That's it. That's hello. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Lamont and Leia podcast, where we delve deep into the absurdities of the everyday life. I'm not even sure if I said that word right. Absurdities? How do you say that? Absurdities?
Absurdity? I don't know. Let's go.
All right. So this is Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Leia, give it up, give it up.
Yay.
What? She's like, I'm not doing anything to celebrate it. And it's also Mental Health Awareness Month. And today, Leia and I are just going to catch up. We're going to talk about what's been going on in our lives and, hopefully, there's some interesting stuff there. So stay tuned. Oh, also, this episode is about stress management.
Wonderful.
So, Leia, do you ever find yourself stressed? What is that like for you?
I live in a constant state of stress. And that is medically proved. It's not a, oh yeah, I'm so stressed all the time. No, literally, my doctors, multiple doctors have said, girl, we've done blood tests and you need to stop.
Oh my goodness. I definitely believe stress is a part of life. It is so normal. And I've been in therapy, right? Because I had to do 20 hours for to earn graduation like stuff. And I feel like my therapist is always like, bro, you need to stop, slow down, just like take a minute to pause and reflect on like what's happening, the good that's happening. I'm like, bro, I have to move on to the next thing. There's always something. Like you finish one thing and there's something else rearing its head. You have to keep going. Like, I just feel like it's my constant state.
100%, 100%.
So how do you manage or work through the stress?
Definitely something I'm still working on. 100%. I like I said, medically proven.
All right, well, let me be like my therapist. Slow down. Think about it. I'm pretty sure there's things that you do that help you de-stress. What are some?
I'm learning some things. I'm learning some things. For me, I and this one is not really like something people usually suggest, but it works for me. I go on social media.
Yeah,
I
flex.
like I talk to some of my friends, and they're always just like, man, social media like stresses me out. I don't like going on there. And I was like, what does your page look like? 'Cause my page is like full of art and nature and cute doggies and cute kitties and like girls like slaying outfits, you know, like I like my feed. I'm always just in there learning stuff. So for me personally, I have like my brain's constantly like going all the time, and that's probably why I'm so stressed out. So like social media time for me is it shuts it all out. And you know, I have to put timers on though, because you shut it down too long and it gets a little dangerous in there. But for me, that helps just kind of like relax me a little. Now I get why my mom used to come home and watch TV when she got off work. I think it was like the same
Yeah,
thing.
unwinding,
Yeah.
unwinding for sure, for sure. No, you're like, I absolutely agree with you. Like, when people tell me social media stresses them out or whatever, I'm like, why? Why? Like, what is on your feed? What are you consuming? What are you allowing to be on your page? Literally, you have the power to create what you see and what you don't see. So if you don't want to be in that drama, so I'm guessing most of them want to be in the drama. Like, you don't have to be, right? And if you're going on there and comparing yourself to like what your friend's doing or their lifestyle or what's happening in their life, like, I can see how that can be stressful. I have the tendency not to do that. I just celebrate everyone's wins. And I just have that kind of mindset. And I realize not everyone has that mindset. So my social media does not stress me out. It is a way for me to de-escalate or debrief for not debrief.
Someone works at a school.
Like, I know, right? Yes.
Debrief.
To come down or
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm also very well acquainted with the not interested button and the block button, and I'm not afraid to use them. I don't care. People are like, oh, you're a coward blocking people. No, I'm not. I don't want to see
Yeah.
it.
Like, you don't need to consume that negativity or that energy. It may not even be that negative energy, just energy that you don't want. You don't have to consume it or be a part of it.
But yeah, I know screen time should be limited, especially for your eyeballs, so that's why I put a timer on. Do I listen to the timer? Not always, but whatever. Lamont, what are some other ways that you deal with stress?
So, being that I feel like I perpetually live in a stressful state, I try to do things like go to bed on time, try to do things like wake up early so I can work out or walk and stuff. Have I been successful over the last like 4 or 6 weeks? Probably not, but I'm gonna try to get back on track. But yeah, I try to do stuff like that. I do use social media as well. Definitely watching shows. So last night I did purchase the $20, because like they have a deal right now for Stars where it's like $20 for 6 months, and I really want to watch Mary and George. So I was like, okay, I don't want to, but I'm gonna.
I just got Paramount Plus
Oh, I
for the
love Paramount.
same reason. It's filling those needs right now.
For sure. For sure. Like, sleep is so important. Sleep hygiene. And then for me, I don't know about you listeners, but being active, some kind of activity. Because I can be quite sedentary. Is that what you call it?
Sedentary.
Yes. I mean, like, I get to work out pretty much every day, especially when I have like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, because I have TK and kinder and first and second. And so those are active classrooms. So like at the beginning of the classroom, we stretch and then we like shake out our bodies. And they get to dance usually at the end of class, and so I'm trying to do the dance moves with them. Like, I love DJ Rafi. Shout out to DJ Rafi, my co-teacher. Thank you. It might be you too, but that's my co-teacher. He doesn't know me, but it's all good. Like, I love him. The kids love him. But yeah, so I get some activity, but I feel like I do need more activity to manage or work through the stress, or to like at least feel a little bit balanced or good.
I agree. I used to be a really big like gym person, not a gym rat. I wasn't all, swollen like about that life, but I really used to love going to the gym 'cause again, it was a like moving, get rid of some of that like energy that you have pent up, and also it's another time for me to just kind of like shut things off, like tune it out. I just have been having a lot of leg and one foot issues for the last like maybe year or so. And unfortunately, I have not been able to go to the gym. Makes me really sad, actually. I do miss it. Like the other night, I was stressed out and I was like, ugh, I just want to go to the gym and like get on the treadmill real quick and just like walk for an hour or something. But I couldn't even stand up, so.
Yeah, that's sad that you can't stand up. But I
Yeah.
do recommend like get out, walk 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, like start, just start and try to like be consistent and then move it up. I think that will help with stress and stress management.
I also like window shopping or regular
Oh.
shopping if the pocketbook accepts that.
For sure. I think I'm too, what do we call it? Instant gratification. Yeah. So like if I'm gonna shop, that means I'm gonna buy it. If I'm not gonna buy it, I'm not gonna, to me, I'm not gonna waste my time looking around for hours out for it. Oh, did I say that out loud? And like just waste my time. Like, no, like get in, get out, get what you need, and let's go. There's other things to do.
Yeah, I really do like walking around stores and stuff. Patrick hates it. And for those of you who are listening, that is my fiance. If you haven't heard about him, talk about him all the time. I'm obsessed.
And Patrick and I have the same birthday, and we're both Virgos, so I'm wondering if that's just a Virgo trait. Like, don't take me shopping.
he hates shopping with me, but I love it because I like to people watch. I like to gain inspiration from the things I see around me, whether it's for like a painting or a drawing, or even I will literally take pictures of like locations and be like, that'd be a really great spot to film something or take a photo. So that works for me. It's not for everyone, as Lamont had said.
Yeah, I mean, I like to people watch too, but like not for hours on end. But then 20 minutes, I'm good. Like, move on. So.
Also, food, stress eating, bad
Yes.
food, happy.
Dopamine.
So, pretty much watching what you're eating, but also allowing yourself to get a little snacky. You know, like that helps. 'Cause sometimes you just need a tiny little, like, little boost. And who knows, maybe a little drinky poo from somewhere might help. But if you're having drinky poos every single day, that's when it's bad.
Well, yeah. So, are we talking drinking poo like alcohol?
Oh, no, not alcohol. I meant
Okay.
like a boba.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe not every day, but maybe once every. I don't know. Like everybody's body is different, so
Yeah. So
moderation.
for myself, I gain weight easily because of some other medical drama. So, I really try to limit myself to like a couple a week. Sometimes I'm successful, sometimes I'm not. Ideally, like one or two a week. But that's for me. Some people, the metabolism's so fast. My brother literally can buy himself a little Starbucks or a Dutch Bros every single day, and that man is fit.
Yeah.
Rude. Just absolutely rude.
That's true.
But I do think if you need that and if it will help you like feel good about something every so often, I don't see it as a bad thing. It's just, watching it and making sure that it is indeed a treat and not an everyday occurrence. That at least works for me. And then also making sure that you're eating a decently balanced, decently balanced meals every single day. 'Cause if you eat like crap, you're gonna feel like crap.
Yeah, it's true. Like we are what we eat. Like that is a thing. Like so like if you're not giving yourself the proper nutrients, you're not probably going to excel or move or think or have the energy to handle certain situations that are going on throughout the day. So that's something to think about. Nutrition is so important. And we do need to have another nutrition episode.
Yeah, we really do.
So you can expect that sometime soon.
Any other ways that you found help you with stress, Lamont?
No, I think we got it covered. So this is what I'm thinking. Break, and then we talk about what we've been doing. What do you think?
That sounds pretty good. I didn't think about what we were going to talk about on the break, but sure. Yeah, let's do that. Get some water, hydration, stay hydrated. That's really good for stress management.
Vitamin water today.
So yeah, break and then we'll be right
Right, sounds good.
Hey. Welcome back to another fabulous episode of the Lamont and Leah podcast. Whether you're a seasoned fan or a fresh face, we're so excited to have you here today. Let's keep the fun going. Share your thoughts in the comments. Hit us up on social media, or if you're a little old school, shoot us an email. If you dig what we're doing, show us some love, leave a review, give us a good rating, and then, of course, share. Share, 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 share. Are you feeling a little extra supportive today? You can make a one-time donation on ko-fi.com/LamontandLeah or sign up for a monthly donation on Spotify. Both of those links will be in the show description. Your support lights up our journey like nobody's business. Thanks a million for being a crucial part of the Lamont and Leah podcast. And let's get back to it.
Activity time. Activity time. What are we doing for the activity?
Anyway. That reminded me of like the Levant and Leah show where we used to like sing little ridiculous ditties for the shout outs portion. It'd be like shout out, shout outs, shout out, shout outs. If you haven't seen the Levant and Leah show, that's where we
Don't.
came from, that's where we hailed from, that's what made us who we are today. It's on YouTube, go find it. I'm not giving you a link, you can find it on your own. So today for the activité, briefly, Lamont, what have you been into lately? Like, what things have been making you happy?
Oh,
Or what you've been interested in?
okay, because that's not what I was about to tell you. About. I was like, what I've been into. I've been stressing over this stupid play that with the children at the
Girl.
door at the end of the month. That's what I've been into. But no. Okay, so things that I have interest me or whatever. Oh my goodness. Pretty much just magic. Magic the Gathering, hanging out with the boys, building like new friendships. I got a coworker. We're building a strong bromance. He's really, really cool. Love the dude to death. I hope he'll be in my life forever. As you know how I like to keep people, so.
Well, that's nice. That's good. Any music or shows? We talked about shows earlier.
Beyonce dropped a new album, her new country album. I hope you guys like it. I like it.
I think we'll have to do like a react.
For sure.
No, let's
I've
not do a
listened.
react because I'm not nice.
Well, I've listened to it once through, and I liked it better than the last one she dropped. So like I wasn't really feeling the last one she dropped. There was like a couple of songs, like the popular ones that everyone saw on TikTok a million times over. And then the rest of it was like, eh. I did a re-listen and I was like, you know what? Some of these songs are actually like pretty good. They're not still like my favorite Beyonce songs. And but I was able to like I really listened to the message of some of them. I was like, oh, this needs to go on this playlist or this needs to go on this playlist.
Yeah, I've actually surprisingly listened to a lot of it, not on my own accord, but because my sister is a new believer. I know.
That a
That's
thing?
not.
Is that a thing right now?
No,
Believe.
it's not. I just
Oh,
took that off the top of my head. I don't know what the fan term is, but
I think it's a
she's
beehive
a
or
beehive. She's a new member of the beehive,
beehive.
whatever. So I've listened to it quite a few times. I recently got back into reading, which sounds very strange. But if you know me IRL in real life, you know that I used to be absolutely obsessed with reading to the point where that's all I did. That was before like TikTok and Reels. That was what I would do. And I get very, very lost in my books.
I'm pretty sure you got in trouble in school
Yes,
or
I
like
used to get in trouble for reading at school because
because
I
she was supposed to
took
be
it too
doing
far.
yeah because she was supposed to be doing math or science or something else and she was reading.
Exactly. So I decided to get back into reading because I saw a few people on my social media saying like, "Oh, my new goal this year is to try and read one book a month." And I was like, "I can do one book a month." Tell me why I read two, almost three. But my new series is this one. This is a Court of Thorn and Roses series by Sarah J. Maas. I actually had read the first book in the series back in like 2015 on my trip to China. But it has recently been really popular on BookTok, I think. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna reread it. And boy, did I reread it. And then I read book two. And this is book three. And I read another book right before that. And I can't be stopped.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
But yes, so that series. And also, I've been really into Postmodern Jukebox lately, which is not a new thing, but it's just kind of been a very deep, deep fascination for like 2, 3 weeks now.
Cool.
And that's about it.
Alea, as you were talking, some things came up for me. I have been working on my poetry or my poems. I used to write those. Oh my gosh, like teenager Lamont,
Wait, I think I
young
remember. Didn't
adult
you have a
Lamont.
notebook?
Yeah. So I just finished working on my emotional like series. So I might release that to you. Or maybe I'll do a special episode. We'll see. We'll see. And then I've been listening to this, I think it's a podcast or it's called Rock Pocket Radio or something like that, FM, where they have like all these like mini drama because you know I'm a lover of all things vampires and it's a pretty good series. I'm on like episode 100 and something.
Nice.
So yeah, that's what I've been doing too.
Awesome. What have you guys been into? What has been your obsession lately? Books, music, food, art, social media, general interests. Let us know in the comments below. Let us know on our socials, because we want to know about you guys.
Our listeners and you.
All right, so let's get back to it.
And we're back. So, Leia, what have you truly been up to?
All right. So when was the last time we got together? March?
Yeah,
February?
so I think we did our last release in, was it February? Yeah,
It was
February.
February,
And then
March,
we
April, and
like,
now it's May. So
yeah.
2.5 months.
Yeah.
Honestly, a lot has happened in the last 2.5 months. But like generally pretty good stuff. Unlike this time last year when it was generally pretty bad stuff.
That's true. This time last year, that's when that accident happened. And
Yeah.
watch
If you guys want,
last season and check
yeah.
that out.
You guys can go watch that. I don't want to talk about it. So this year, I quit my job at
You told me you were
the
going to do that.
store, which I don't think I should still say.
Okay, that's fine.
But
You did
honestly,
tell me that was po a possibility
if you
coming up
follow
soon.
my socials, it's very easy to figure out what store I worked for.
For
So
sure.
I didn't really hide it. But I quit my job because, drum roll, I am moving back to Hawaii.
Yes, you have been in California for over 2 years. You came back not for my wedding day, but on my wedding day to participate in my wedding. It's been years since. And it's been two, can you believe it's been 2 years? What, like, was that the, like, have we already done like 2 years of the Lamont and Leia podcast?
Well, yeah, because we started during COVID.
Yeah, so we had already done 2 years and now we're at a total of four. And so for the last 2 years, I have had the privilege of meeting up, sushi dates, just like fun time at your house for whatever reason. And that won't be as easy when you move back, but I know that's where your heart and your soul is. So you get to go back to Hawaii.
Yes, so we sat down and talked about it and we decided we're going to do that. And before people were like, oh my God, they're going to move to Hawaii. How great. That's where he's from. That's where my family's from. We're not moving there because it's such a beautiful, resort destination. We're going to live in paradise. That's literally where we are from.
Right. And just so you know, like things are pretty much just as expensive. Some things are just as expensive out here as it is out there. So it's not like amazeballs, but like that's where you want to be. That's where
Yeah.
you feel most connected.
We also, well, we found a place, so that's also what we're doing. We went over there to look at the place and sign things and start buying stuff and picking out paint colors and whatnot.
Adult Leia is getting her first house. Oh
Well, I'm not buying it. I wish we were buying
my
it, but no, we're
God. It
renting. We're
doesn't
renting.
matter. It's a house. I
Oh,
wish we were
yeah.
renting a house instead. I'm stuck in this small, tiny apartment.
But before people start going, oh my gosh, they're rich. No, we just know people.
Really is.
Literally, it's a friend of a friend who was renting. So, well, they weren't actually renting. We convinced them to rent.
So it really is all about who you know and timing and relationships. Like, how good are those relationships?
Exactly. So we did that, and there's a lot of paperwork that goes into these types of things, and then also our current living situation. There's a lot of stuff that I have to do in preparation to leave because it's not like I'm moving out of this place and then that's it. My family still lives here. Like my other part of my family, so I have to make sure that things are still in good repair for them, and that everything that was in my name either gets transferred or at least my info stays consistent, and there's kid paperwork and school paperwork, and it's a lot. And then I think more importantly is Patrick and I have been working on murals. That's our new endeavor. We found something that we really, really like more than a lot of the other stuff that we've been doing the past like 10 years, 11 years we've been together. Which if you follow us on our socials, I'm saying socials a lot this episode. You can see some of the stuff we worked on. We did some stuff in Hawaii. Patrick did a mural in Hawaii without me because I couldn't go. And then we're doing one out here in Moreno Valley. We've applied for a bunch of other ones. Unfortunately, some of them we didn't get, but that is just the way it goes with murals. You apply and you don't always get them.
For
We're
sure.
having a lot of fun and we absolutely love it.
I love that. I love that. And I've saw some of the murals and they look amazing. Definitely saw the ones in Hawaii, saw the newest one in Reno Valley that you guys did. Loved it. All the flowers, gorgeous.
Beautiful. Loving it. But pretty much that's been it, is just prepping for this move and working on murals. What about you, Lamont? I know some things have been
Speaking of
going on.
move, so that's what I was doing in March. I was moving forever. It felt like forever. Because we were able to get into the new apartment like March 10th or whatever. And then a week after, I had 2 week vacation, so I was able to like move like pieces by piece, which was really nice. But then I got but for the bigger pieces, I got movers and stuff. So all of March was moving, and then April, all of April was just trying to, I guess, like adjust to the move and stuff. So Alfred and I are back in Riverside in an apartment, just us. I don't know how much you guys really know about my real life. Before, for many years, I was living with two other people. And then for the last 2 years, I got married and then was living with my husband and two other people. So now it's just me and Alfred, and we're loving it. Marriage is hard. I do feel like there have been a lot of disagreements and not fights, but like disagreements that leave a bad taste in your mouth, and you have to like learn to forgive and say sorry and learn to move on. But yeah. So marriage and moving, yay! That's what's going on. And then stressing over that play that I was telling you about. That's gonna happen at the end of this month. So, will you still be here by May 30?
Yeah, I'll be here until
Mm-hmm.
July.
All right. Do you want to come see the play?
Sure.
Okay, I'll give you
You guys can't go. I can go.
info.
I have a confession, Lamont.
What?
I totally drove by your apartment the other day because I was nosy.
You should have stopped by and said hi.
I couldn't. We were on a time crunch and I was driving down that
Oh,
road and I was like, oh,
man.
wait. And I pulled up your address and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go be nosy.
Yeah. Well, what did you think? Do you like the building?
It's nice. My sister said that you have to invite us over to swim.
Absolutely. We have an amazing pool. We have an amazing pool. You guys are anytime. Plus it'll be good to like dunk one of my favorite people, one of my short favorite people in the water, being a brat all the time because he deserves it. No, I'm just joking.
Maybe we
We
can
won't
baptize
kill
him
him.
and it'll
We
fix
won't
everything.
kill him. Like he'll love it. Like I know that sounded bad for a second. I was like, oh wait, I was replaying that in my ear. I was like, wait, that sounds like But no, it'll be great to see him. Has he gotten taller? Has he gotten
Little
that
bit,
teen voice?
actually. He did get a little taller.
He's about to turn 13, right?
Yep. In a
Oh my
few months.
Oh my God, my baby's not a baby anymore. But anyways, all that things that we talked about at the previous, we need to like make sure we're doing so we're not stressing so much. And find new ways. Like, what are some ways you guys de-stress or manage stress or work through stress? Let us know. Like, just type in the comment. Like, this is the way I
Please let
de-stress or
us
work through
know.
stress.
Let me know, please. My doctors are screaming at me. But I mean, overall, I think that this is like good stress. Not like good stress, but like stress, like it's all leading to good things. Like we're
Yes.
moving into places we want to, you're transitioning to a job that you like. I'm transitioning into like a new art that we're enjoying. So it's not really that bad. It's bad, but it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And I think that's
Change is just
also,
difficult.
yes, I think that's also another good way to help. I wouldn't say alleviate stress, but maybe have a new perspective on it, is like, is this all leading somewhere good? 'Cause that thought process has also helped me like calm down a little bit. I know there's a lot to do and I have like a huge to-do list. Oh, also my sister's like prom and graduation is coming up, so that's like all we've been doing. Like this week is all prom prep. But
Oh
like
my
it's
goodness.
all leading to good things. So even at the end of the day when I'm like wiped out and like I have still so much to do, I'm like, "But you know what? Look at all the stuff we did do today, and look at all the things that I got done this week, and like it looks really good." So,
Well,
thought process.
tell me more about the prom and stuff. Like, is she going by herself? Is she going with friends? Does she like her dress? Is she getting a limo? Like, what is happening?
My gosh. I'll tell you all the details later. But to answer those
Okay.
questions, in case people are wondering, she invited a friend of hers, platonic friend. We decided to do a pantsuit instead of a dress because she doesn't really like
Ooh,
dresses.
that's so much like her.
We're
So that
not,
makes sense.
yeah, we're not doing a limo. Instead, we're gonna get an Airbnb out there. I will be there. It's not gonna be,
Okay.
teenagers by themselves in an Airbnb. And then we're gonna go to IKEA the next day because it's like 20 minutes from IKEA, so I'm excited for that.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
But that's all that's been going on with me. Is that all that's been going on with you?
That's all that's been going on. I think we can wrap up.
All right. Like we said, leave us some tips on stress management that you may have, or let us know if you tried out any of the stuff that we've talked about. Did it help you? Did you like it? Do you have tips on how to improve it or make it better? And then let us know what you've been up to for the last 2.5 months, because we know you haven't been listening to the podcast. So, what else could you possibly be doing with your time?
It's
All right, love ya.
Love you guys. See you
Bye.
soon. Bye. Today's life lesson is the power of the human spirit. Do you ever feel like life is a journey of peaks and valleys filled with unexpected twists and turns? When we are faced with these challenges, it is important to remember the unwavering strength of the human spirit. We are capable of turning adversity into opportunity. We have the power to harness resiliency and rise above many setbacks. If we learn to practice gratitude, it can help us manage through the struggles. We have the power within to conquer, adapt, and thrive. Embracing this inner strength and let it guide you through life's ever-changing circumstances. And that is today's life lesson. This has been the Lamont and Leia podcast.
Created by Lamont Damon and Leia Naka Ahiki.
And of course, this episode was edited by Leia Naka Ahiki.
Music in this episode includes Slice of Life, Toodaloo, and You Know What I Mean, provided by Streambeats by Harris Heller.
Watch our podcasts on Facebook and Spotify. What? And make sure you follow us on our socials.
Links, of course, can be found in the show description.
As always, thank you for listening or watching.